Hello.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, guys. Good evening. I'm your host, Keith, and welcome to Enhancing Awareness Radio. And I want to start this show off by telling you guys what Enhancing Awareness Radio is all about, and just telling you what to expect from the show and everything. So I want to start off by saying I was once asked, what would you do if you weren't afraid? So what I did was I manifested Enhancing Awareness Radio, and it's a platform where it's a place where we collectively come together and we share our experiences in life to enhance our awareness. And my goal for the show here is to have us to join together in reaching a common goal collectively toward elevation. And also one of my missions for the show is for this show is to help create heaven here on earth. And, you know, I'm actually real nervous about my first show. I started doing Blog Talk Radio before in the past on a platform of Dancing with the Light. And I had to leave that in order to pretty much get myself together to be ready to have my own show and to pretty much live out my own vision. So, again, that's what brings me here to this radio show as well. So, I'm sorry. Again, let me start over. The Enhancing Awareness Radio is a place where we collectively come together and share our experiences in this life to enhance our awareness. And also the goal here is to have us join together in reaching a common goal collectively toward elevation. And one of the show's mission is for this show is to help create heaven here on earth. And also we have been living the dream of hell for most of our lives. So now it's time for all of us to begin to share and begin to wake up our brothers and sisters. And I have a motto for the show, and the motto for this show, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. And I'm not here to step on anyone's toes or to offend anyone, but this show is also directed for a mature audience. And I will be having discussions that will resonate with some of you, as well as conversations that will ruffle your feathers. But most importantly, this show is about growth. On this show, there will be an array of different character personalities from all walks of life. And you will have your enlightened masters, your spiritual teachers, your gods, your goddesses, and addicts, successful businessmen and women, and all the way down to your average everyday Joe, and so on. So I love all people, and I want to share this radio show with people so we can all help each other, you know, to help heal the world through compassion and unconditional love. So that's pretty much, you know, what Enhancing Awareness is all about. So I'm excited, you know, to have many different people, you know, come on and just discuss everything, you know, how they began to enhance their growth in many ways. And, you know, I feel that a lot of things will come out of this platform. So I'm excited. All right. Now, back to, I was once asked a question, and it was, you know, Keith, what would you do if you weren't afraid? So I never could really answer that question because I really didn't know what it was I wanted to do. You know, I knew that I love helping people, but, you know, I was always afraid. You know, I had the what ifs a lot. You know, what if this happens? And I was in great fear of, you know, if it wouldn't go right, you know, just like today. I mean, I was so nervous. I'm still nervous, actually, but starting to warm up as I go on and on. But, you know, I'm not afraid anymore, you know, and so I manifested this radio show which came to me. You know, I pretty much didn't have to do a lot of, I mean, I did a lot of the footwork, yes, but I mean, the universe just rearranged a lot of things, you know, for this show to happen. So, you know, I'm very excited. So, you know, to answer the question now, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And that's doing what I'm doing now, you know, just, you know, being a vehicle for light, you know, to help heal the world. So I feel that a lot of things will come from this. I want to let you guys know about the show structure. Each show, I will have focus points. And some days there will be a Q&A setup. And other days there will be special guests that I'll have on to discuss many different life subjects. And I have a lot of amazing guests, spiritual teachers, you know, and a lot of guys that just amazing people, you know, that I already have in mind. So I have a lot of shows already, you know, that I'm working on. So, you know, I have a lot full of many ideas. So who knows what's to come. But most of all, I want the show to pretty much just have a structure just as a guide, although I appreciate a spontaneous approach. So I love being spontaneous, so there will be a lot of that going on in Enhancing Awareness Radio. All right, and this is a new show, so please pardon me if I have any inconsistency for about a month. So, you know, just bear with me on any inconsistencies you guys see, because I'm still trying to get a feel and get comfortable, most of all, you know, with my new platform. So that's going to take a little bit. Now, let me tell you a little bit about me, the host. My name is Keithan Boyd. And I am a 30-year-old African-American gentleman from the South. And I am well appreciated to have this opportunity to bring you my creative vision of light by way of internet radio. And this is pretty much a springboard for me to share my passion in life. And my passion is pretty much my purpose, you know, is that to use my understanding and determination to love others with compassion so we can all express an unconditional love together. So that's pretty much the main objective, you know, for having this show as well. So that's pretty much everything with the show. So I want to share with you guys my personal testimony on the next show, pretty much give you an understanding how the whole show came about and my experience with talk radio in the past, which was a great experience, but I pretty much want to go in depth on how everything just fell into place. It's just amazing how things pretty much fall into place, you know, when you just show up, when you do the right thing and you just pretty much show up, you know, good things happen to you in your life. So, I want to pretty much go into depth about that in the next show. So, in case you guys want to get in touch, the email to contact me if you have any questions or suggestions for the show coming up. So just pretty much let me know. I have an open mind to anything. I accept constructive criticism very well. The show email is going to be Enhancing Awareness Radio. That's going to be all one word, and that's at gmail.com. So that's Enhancing Awareness, Awareness, Radio, RADIO, at gmail.com. And that's going to be all lowercase. And also, the call-in number to call in for your comments and to talk to me, the host, or anything, you know, you want to just express. You can always call in live at area code 347-945-7925. All right, so now we got all of that out the way, you guys. I look forward to growing with you, sharing with you, you know, and, yeah, just pretty much seeing what comes of a Hanson Awareness Radio. So I'm excited. One of my main focal points, you know, for every show will be love. And I want to end each show with a pondering thought or, you know, an inspiring story that I heard. And for this, I want to share a story with you guys to leave you guys with tonight. And that's a story on this interesting book I'm reading. It's Chicken Soup for the Soul. And it's by Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. They both joined together to create this Chicken Soup for the Soul, which is an amazing collective of different stories. And, you know, I bought the book, and it's been sitting on my bookshelf for the longest. And I was like, I don't want to read a bunch of stories, you know, but something just told me to open this up before the radio show, and I just started reading it. And this story just, it's amazing, so I'll share it with you guys too. And it's titled Love, the One Creative Force. And it goes, spread love everywhere you go. First of all, in your house. Give love to your children, to your wife or your husband, to the next door neighbor. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Be the living expression of God's kindness, kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile, and kindness in your warm greeting. And that's a quote by Mother Teresa. So here's the actual story. All right. A college professor had his sociology class going to the Baltimore slums to get case histories for 200 young boys. They were asked to write an evaluation of each boy's future. In each case, the students wrote, "He hasn't got a chance." 25 years later, another sociology professor came across the earlier study. He had his students follow up on this project to see what happened to these boys. With the exception of 20 boys who had moved away or died, the students learned that 176 of the remaining 180 had achieved more than ordinary success as lawyers, doctors, and businessmen. The professor was astounded and decided to pursue the matter further. Fortunately, all the men were in the area, and he was able to ask each one, "How do you account for your success?" In each case, the reply came with the feeling, "There was a teacher. The teacher was still alive." So he sought her out and asked the old but still alert lady what magic formula she used to pull these boys out of the slums into successful achievement. The teacher's eyes sparkled and her lips broke into a gentle smile. It's really very simple," she said. "I loved those boys." Wow. And that's a story by Eric Butterworth. So as you see in the story, she just said, you know, she loved those boys. So that's what it's all about, you know, loving one another, you know, like really loving one another with unconditional love. So that's the message, you know, right there. That's pretty much what led me to do what drives me to do what I do, you know, is love. So You know, I hope that story inspired you guys, and I'm excited to love each and every one of you, and with no expectations and concern, I mean, in return, excuse me. So, you know, to love without expectation is what it's all about. So, again, I'm excited to join with you on just enhancing a very awesome radio show. So, yeah, I will guess I will leave you guys with that. Until next time, all right, bye.